You know, miracle is a word that's thrown around. Some think too much, and perhaps that's right. But don't tell Melissa Ruffino that, because her miracle is a living 21-year-old New Yorker named Krissa Sigona. A little later, I'm going to tell you how you can very well be someone's miracle, too. But I'm going to let Melissa take it from here.
Back in October of 2014, I was diagnosed with leukemia. That was after months of just feeling exhausted and bruising easily and different things. And I had been tested for leukemia about 3 months earlier, and they just didn't catch it till then. I was a teacher, so I immediately next day was whisked away to UT Southwestern to a wonderful doctor named Dr. Robert Collins. He deals with basically leukemia. And his PA, physician's assistant, was my brother's best friend from high school. That day, they put me in a hospital, and I started chemo the next day. After three rounds of chemo in roughly 93 days in the hospital, I received a bone marrow transplant, stem cell transplant. Right. Interchangeably. After they looked at the type of leukemia that I had, AML, they then went through and figured out what was my genetic mutation, what caused the leukemia. And the kind of genetic mutation I found or that I had, they realized that they could not cure it with chemo alone.
Right.
I would go in remission, and it's not the same with leukemia as far as remission and other type of cancers. They knew it would come back. So I had to have a stem cell transplant. So they decided to start with my brother and my sister, and neither were matches, and that was my best chance. So they decided to run me through a national bone marrow registry.
Some people never find a donor through a worldwide registry. But for Melissa Ruffino, when the results came back?
When it came back, I had 75 people in the world that matched me. And I'm here to tell you that is very, very rare. There are people out there who have no one on the registry that matched them.
So Melissa had a choice.
I was able to find a 21-year-old female. That's all I knew about her.
Now, they made Melissa wait a year before she knew whose stem cells she had. And when the year was up, she heard the name Krissa Sigona from Staten Island, New York. This last April, Melissa and her mom traveled to New York, and you can imagine that was one emotional meeting.
She was my most perfect candidate. She was young. She was healthy. Yeah. They took it out of her blood. It was painless. Yeah. She donated over 2 days, and then they flew it to UT Southwestern that night at 2:30 a.m. They went into my body. 11 days later, the stem cells somehow knew to go into my bones, so it did. They went to my bone, started producing bone marrow, and hopefully I'm cured.
And she was Melissa Ruffino's miracle.
I loved Schindler's List. It's a great line at the very end where the Jewish people give Schindler a token and basically say, there's an old Jewish proverb that says that when you save one life, you save the world entire. And she has saved one life and affected so many people in my circle and in the people that love me. And I want just to continue to pay it forward.
And that's where you come in. If you're between the ages of 18 and 44, save the date a week from Saturday, July the 16th, from 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock, where you can fill out a few papers, get the inside of your cheek swabbed, and you're on the registry. You could be one of those 75 that saved the life of people like Melissa Ruffino. Now, both Melissa and her donor, Krissa Sigona, will be there at Cherry Ruffino's real estate office near the corner of Texas and University. But Melissa and I will talk more about that next week. That is a Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville for Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.